Chapter 2. Fires of Revival. When the Rockefellers moved 30 miles north from Richford to Moravia, they progressed from a backward frontier settlement to a more sedate community with neat frame houses in the town center. Settled by the United Brethren in Christ, an evangelical denomination that later merged with the United Methodist Church, Moravia was already a stronghold of temperance and anti-slavery sentiment, and boasted a hotel, general store, cotton mill, and congregational church. Even today, Moravia is a quaintly authentic piece of Americana, with graceful shady streets that have a companionable feel, and houses with wide friendly verandas. The Rockefellers lived on the rural outskirts north of town. Around 1843, Bill put down $1,000 for a 92-acre parcel of grassy upland that gently sloped down to Owasco Lake, one of the most picturesque of the Finger Lakes. He enlarged an existing house until it contained 7 or 8 rooms favored with superb views, framed by tall pines, of the bright blue lake set against a backdrop of wooded hills on the far shore. Barns stood across the road, and a smokehouse out back enabled the family to cure ham and bacon. For John D., this two-story clapboard house was a scene of enchantment, and became his enduring emblem of pastoral beauty. In the summertime, he loved to pull yellow perch from the cold, clear lake, and even winters captivated him in spite of the bitter cold. The Rockefeller children slept in an unplastered upstairs room that was heated only by a stovepipe rising from the kitchen. Snow flurries and sharp winter squalls pressed through cracks in the walls. How the wind used to roar among the hemlocks by the shore of the lake, Rockefeller remembered dreamily in his late 70s.